New York handle falls lowest in 10 months. The New York State Gaming Commission, NYSGC, has released its June 2025 gaming results, revealing a significant dip in sports betting activity. In the month, players wagered a total of $1.6 billion, the lowest since August 2024 when it reached $1.4 billion. However, despite the decline, the June handle represents a 12% increase year over year but declined by 25.4% compared to May 2025. Based on a hold percentage of 12.52%, gross gaming revenue reached $206.5 million in June, up by 54.2% from the $133.9 million recorded in the previous year, but 17% lower than May's record $248.9 million. However, this figure ranked as the third highest monthly total for 2025 so far. FanDuel led the New York betting market in June with $86.3 million in revenue from a $563.7 million handle, translating to a 15.31% hold rate. DraftKings handled the largest volume of bets at $607 million, but took in $69.8 million, reflecting an 11.5% hold rate for the month. Fanatics secured the third spot with an 11.4% hold rate, handling $151.7 million in bets and generating $17.3 million in revenue. Caesars followed with a 9.06% hold rate, generating $13.8 million in revenue from a $152.3 million handle, while BetMGM earned $11.9 million from $116.7 million in bets with a 10.2% hold. ESPN Bet collected a handle of $48.2 million, yielding $4 million at an 8.3% hold rate, while Rush Street earned $3.7 million from its handle of $40.5 million at a 9.16% hold. Bally Bet achieved $791,201 in revenue from $9.9 million in bets at a hold rate of 7.95%, while Resorts World ranked last with revenue of $229,357 from a handle of $2.8 million and an 8.33% hold rate. Tougher sports betting rules rejected. Last month, a proposal to impose stricter regulations on sports betting failed to gain traction. Assembly Bill A7962, introduced by Assemblyman Robert C. Carroll in April, aimed to introduce several new rules for sports betting operators and participants in the state. The measure also featured sweeping advertising regulations to reshape how sports betting operators market to consumers. However, the bill didn't advance beyond the Assembly Racing and Wagering Committee.